Practice test 5. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear an interview with a bird watcher. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
So, Paul, I understand you're a keen bird watcher.
That's right. I've been watching birds since I was about 11.
The man says he has been watching birds since he was 11. So, 11 has been written as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
So, Paul, I understand you're a keen bird watcher.
That's right. I've been watching birds since I was about 11.
That's a long time. How did it come about?
You see, I used to go with my grandfather. My parents weren't very keen. But he was the one who really got me interested in it.
And what does a bird watcher do exactly?
Observe birds in their natural habitat. Watching birds that are in captivity doesn't count as bird watching. Through the observation of wild birds, the bird watcher learns not only to identify different kinds of birds, but also explain their behaviour. If you see a bird doing something just once, you might not be able to make sense of what it's doing. But if you observe a bird over an extended period of time, the things that it does start to have a meaning.
It sounds like a good bird watcher has to be a patient kind of person then.
Oh, definitely.
So what's the attraction?
Well, for me, the bird is a stunning creature. One that is much more powerful than most people would think. If you've ever seen a slow-motion film of a bird in flight, you'll know what I mean. But a lot of bird watchers are interested in so much more than just an individual bird, its appearance and habits. We also keep as close an eye as we can on the local bird population.
Before you hear the next part of the interview, you have some time to look at questions 6 and 7. Now listen and answer questions 6 and 7.
You said you keep an eye on bird populations. Why is that? Are they under threat or are changes something natural?
Well, changes in the bird population can be brought about by changes in the environment. Rather than concern ourselves with predators, we are on the lookout for anything that may affect the balance of an ecosystem and affect the bird population. Some kind of pollution could be killing off a certain kind of insect, which a particular species of bird feeds on. We're likely to notice the declining numbers of birds before anyone notices that the insect population has gone down. Last year, we spotted a fall in the bird population that was due to a group of people who were shooting them, even though they were breaking the law. A lot of birds avoided the area and ended up taking refuge in busier residential areas and on farms.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, You have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Does a person need to be very fit or have any basic knowledge to be a bird watcher?
Not really. You can pick up the basics quite easily, but anyone taking up the pastime fully will probably end up in better shape than they were. That's because bird watching gets you out and about.
On foot, of course.
Yes. Most bird watchers cover quite a lot of ground while they are looking for a particular species that they want to watch. You might then stand still for quite a long period of time just observing. To be honest, though, you don't need any special footwear.
Would you say bird watching is a solitary activity?
In one sense, yes. You could spend a long time in solitude while watching a bird, which is quite a unique experience. You just feel so close to nature. But while you might spend quite a lot of time in silence, so as not to disturb the bird you're observing, it doesn't mean it's something you have to do alone. Some people do it in groups. Apart from that, there are numerous clubs and societies that bird watchers can join. There seems to be something in every community, and it can actually bring you into contact with other like-minded people.
So, if I wanted to take up this hobby, would you suggest I join such a group?
That would be the best course of action. Birdwatchers love to share their knowledge with newcomers.
Well, Paul, thank you for coming in to talk to us today. On next week's programme...
That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2.